This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Tuscan.
Well, it's the last hour of this week for your Bob Tuscan Show fix, and Steve Starks, of course, is hanging out with us, riding shotgun. We'll get to any loose ends that we have on the horizon here to deal with, and we'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Steven, everybody's talking about your state, man.
My state? You mean the marijuana Mile High Colorado state, where the skiing is great?
The Rocky High Mountains.
What grows in Colorado stays in Colorado, friends. You better look out.
But, you know, Steve, you know that that's not it, man. There's, well, an association with the legalization of cannabis and murder now. It's very scary, Steve. There's a murder case that has been connected to marijuana, and I'll let this news piece speak for itself, and we'll comment on this. It's a very dangerous drug, folks. We need to make it illegal as a result. Listen to this.
But first, marijuana and murder. Cold case detectives link a local business owner to a drug deal that turned deadly. That cold case is more than two decades old. Good evening, I'm David Rose.
And I'm Marnie Hughes, but tonight a Pierce County man is in jail charged with murder. Steve Kiggins joins us now from Tacoma with the very latest. Steve?
Yeah, Marnie, Michael Schaefer was first suspected in the homicide of 28-year-old Gerald Eofrati back in 1991. But back then, police could never quite connect Schaefer to that shooting. But that's until Schaefer's ex-wife recently changed her whole story while she was serving time in prison.
After so many years, reopened it and did all the investigation and made arrests. Yeah, I thought it was unreal.
Gerald Eofrati's family now finally has the closure they've been seeking for the past 22 years.
We were confident, but after years passed, I think we just kind of thought, oh my goodness, they're never going to catch this guy.
With most unsolved cases, we let them go after a while. People move on, and the statute of limitations runs on almost all felonies in 3 years. With murder, however, there is no statute of limitations. We never stop working homicide cases.
The Tacoma Police Cold Case Squad arrested 51-year-old Michael Schaefer yesterday in connection to the case.
A little more solidarity in this movement.
Schaefer was active in the legalized marijuana movement. He even went on camera with Q13 Fox News last spring talking about his store, the Stonegate Restaurant and Bar, contending that his customers could legally smoke pot indoors.
The way we see it, it's 100% legal.
Here he is, you guys, doing an interview, and he's out there in the public eye, knowing in the back of the mind he's committed this horrific crime.
The shooting happened here on North Sheridan Avenue in Tacoma in the spring of 91. Cops say Schaefer and another man shot Eofrati in an apparent botched robbery. Schaefer was suspected in the killing, but he was never charged until his wife flipped, pointing to Schaefer as a suspect.
Why bring up the fact that he's involved with cannabis?
Well, remember, it was 1991, Bob, and, you know, that's important.
Yeah.
It's like it goes way back. I mean, there, these things happen, of course, in Tacoma, Washington, and also other places that can happen in Art of Arc, Iowa, or wherever. You know, I mean, I think it's partly due to the fact that they're caught in shock over the issues of Washington and Colorado legalizing marijuana. Of course, marijuana recreational use was legalized the first of the year, just a few days ago, on Wednesday.
And people are lining up. I asked this the other day on the show, Steve. I wonder how many stoners are not waiting in the lines and just going to their good old-fashioned dealers. I bet many of them are fitting that description. CNN did a poll asking if their viewers wanted to see legalized cannabis sativa. How many percent of people do you think wanted it to be legal according to their new poll? It was their biggest response ever, according to them.
75?
84% of CNN viewers.
Wow.
84%. Incredible, right?
Well, you know, they didn't get into the story on that thing in Tacoma, but this was a drug deal at that time. It was illegal, apparently, and that might have had something to do with the hostilities that came about.
So you're touching on the fact that because of the illegality of it, it only perpetuates the possibility of something like this going on. It has nothing to do with marijuana or cannabis. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, it's partially due to the fact that the restrictions on it cause people to go underground, and that's where all these shady deals take place. And here was just one of those cases back in 1991, and we don't know the whole detail of it all, but apparently this was a cold hit of some sort at the police department, and they figured out that this connection was there. So, you know, I mean, but this is, again, it's scare tactics, right? Is that what you're saying, Bob? Is that what they're doing? You know, they're trying to create some sort of a hysteria on the news media about marijuana.
It is. It's the typical local media hype and trying to make a story when there is no story. Well, speaking of CNN, who did that poll, they were talking about the Colorado Cannabis Tour Service that can't keep up with the boom. Let's roll that clip, Mr. Producer, please.
Well, marijuana, big business in Colorado these days. It is now day two of a new era. Adults in Colorado can buy recreational pot legally. So these budding entrepreneurs are poised to profit from this cannabis milestone with pot tours. In fact, a company called My 420 Tours, they will pick you up at the airport, connect you with a pot-friendly hotel, arrange hash-making demonstrations, and take you on tours of marijuana grow facilities. Who to thunk? Plus, snag you VIP tickets for cannabis-themed parties and events. And due to overwhelming demand and a very long waiting list, right now you have to sign up at the My420 Tours website just to get an invitation to view the tour. Are you with me here? This is how popular this is. Matt Brown, founder of My420 Tours, America's first legal marijuana tourism company. Matt, we have been trying to get you on TV for a couple of days. You guys have been that busy. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been absolutely crazy here in Colorado. All week long, lots of changes every day, but I think yesterday went off absolutely fantastically, and there's just a lot of excitement in the air. So it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Excitement in the air. Very nice. Let me ask you to be specific. Let's say I come out to Colorado. Give me an idea as to what your, you call it the Colorado Cannabis Sampler Tour. What would that entail?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a complete end-to-end experience in what we have here in Colorado in our cannabis industry. So we certainly pick people up at the airport, and all transportation while they're in town is absolutely provided. We want to make sure people aren't, you know, using marijuana and then driving. We do have cannabis-friendly hotels, and we have a series of activities over 3 to 4 days, depending on the itinerary, where, you know, like the name suggests, you see just a little bit of everything. You tour a grow. You get to go right up and personal next to the plants, see the regulation system that we have in place. We work with a number of partners. We had a great partner this week with Open Vape, that is a THC e-cigarette company, and we can go in and show the processing extraction facilities that are used, and again, all licensed here in the state of Colorado.
Well, there you go, folks. It's quite the to-do around the country. All right, when we get back, Steve, in a moment or so, we're going to shift gears. That was enough cannabis for that segment. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we...
Are you getting the contact buzz, dude?
Well, I'm getting a contact buzz. There must be something in the air, as she said, you know, with all these budding entrepreneurs. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it is interesting. I live in this community where there was a little area of our community, Bob, that's called Garden City. And going back to the days of a dry county here in Weld County, there was no place to drink. And so they built a number of bars in about a 5-square-mile area called Garden City. And they've had a medical pot dispensary there for a little while now, and they've raised something like $40,000 or $50,000 in tax revenue for the schools in just this little area. And now they're also open.
The only problem is for the schools.
Yeah, there's a common core problem, but they are the point is simply
schools
this:
schools in general, Steve. Man, I'm geez, a lot of tax revenue, public though. Education stuff, and they shouldn't be taxing it. It's a whole different issue, but we're gonna move on. Next segment, C-SPAN asked the question, is the U.S. a police state? We'll take your calls on that, 800-313-9443. Is the U.S. a police state? And we'll play you what the listeners of and viewers of C-SPAN said.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Dave, is the U.S. turning into a police state?
Yes, is my answer. It's
yes,
not...
that's a straightforward answer. Without a doubt, it seems that that's the case. And a recent C-SPAN poll asked that very question live on television.
Our question, conversation question, is the U.S. becoming a police state? What do you think about this? 202 is the area code for Republicans,
585-800-313-9443 if you would like to join the Bob Tuscan Show with your response about this. Is the U.S. a police state? 800-313-9443. You want to hear what the C-SPAN viewer said, Steve?
Absolutely, I do.
3881 for Democrats, 585-3880. Independents, 585-3882. And if you live outside the U.S. and you're watching us, you can dial in and participate in this conversation as well, 585-3883. You can also make a comment via social media. At CSPANWJ is our Twitter handle. You can continue this conversation on Facebook, where a lively conversation is already going on, facebook.com/CSPAN. Or you can send us an email at journal@cspan.org. Now, again, the Edward Snowden angle is part of what we want to talk about, but there are other aspects to this: security, stop and frisk, local police departments, etc., that you can include in your conversation as well. This is an article that appeared in Mother Jones on December 9th. How Every Part of American Life Became a Police Matter is the title of this article. And this is Chase Matter. If all you've got is a hammer, then everything starts to look like a nail, he writes. And if police and prosecutors are your only tool, sooner or later, everything and everyone will be treated as criminal. This is increasingly the American way of life, a path that involves solving social problems and even some non-problems by throwing cops at them with generally disastrous results. Wall-to-wall criminal law encroaches ever more on everyday life as police power is applied in ways that would have been unthinkable just a generation ago. By now, the militarization of the police has advanced to the point where the war on crime and the war on drugs are no longer metaphors but bland understatements. There is the proliferation of heavily armed SWAT teams, even in small towns, the use of shock and awe tactics to bust small-time bookies, the no-knock raids to recover trace amounts of drugs that often result in the killing of family dogs, if not family members, and in communities where drug treatment programs once were key, the waging of a drug version of counterinsurgency war. All of this is ably reported on journalist Radley Belko's blog and in his book, The Rise of the Warrior Cop. But American over-policing involves far more than the widely reported armoring up of your local precinct. It is also the way police power has entered the DNA of social policy, turning just about every sphere of American life into a police matter. Starts in our schools, where discipline is increasingly outsourced to police personnel. What not long ago would have been seen as normal childhood misbehavior, doodling on a desk, a kindergarten nurse tantrum, can leave a kid in handcuffs, removed from school, or even booked at the local precinct. Such criminals can be as young as 7-year-old Wilson Reyes, a New Yorker who was handcuffed and interrogated under suspicion of stealing $5 from a classmate. Turned out he didn't do it. Though it's a national phenomenon, Mississippi currently leads the way in turning school behavior into a police issue. That's just a little bit from the beginning of his article. We'll go through a little bit more of it as we go this morning. We want to hear from you whether or not you think the U.S. is a police state or is becoming a police state. We're going to begin with a Democrat in Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
How are you?
Fine.
Not only is the United States creating a police state, but the acquisition of over 2 billion bullets, hollow point bullets by Homeland Security, 3,000 mine-resistant armored vehicles by Homeland Security. It is the modern version of the Gestapo, and the American people are looking at a new form of totalitarianism that is compartmentalized, that is corporatized, in order to make it blameless to say that one arm doesn't know what the other arm is doing, and yet the concentration camps are being built and the American people are going to be placed in them when they choreograph yet another false flag operation on this country, which I can tell you the corporatized direction begins and ends with the state of Israel and the Zio fascist
regime. That's Patrick in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. We're talking about the police.
That cut off with the Israel line, yeah. Oh. That's Patrick in Carnegie.
Yeah, you should see the news reporter's face from this is C-SPAN. And they're doing a pretty good job, actually. I got to give them credit. And that guy probably sounded like a nutcase. To you and I, he sounded like a normal caller. But
got some points there.
The guy didn't even blink, and he moved on. All right, let's take one of our own callers, and then we'll go back to this piece because I am extremely amused by this. Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey. What's up, Paul? Paul, are you there? Paul. One more chance for Paul. Paul, you there, man? All right, let's go to Curtis in Florida. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Bob. It's great to talk to you again.
Hey, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. I was thinking about, yes, I do believe that the United States is morphing into a police state. And they don't do quite as much torture as Stalin had done in the Gulag. Well, not quite as much, nowhere near. But the United States police forces do have far more surveillance abilities and eavesdropping abilities with drones and the NSA than Stalin ever had. And it's a shame. It's really a shame that where there was much liberty, that's slipping away from many interests. I guess my main comment tonight is most problems, Bob, I think are multifaceted. And there's no such thing as the solution or the problem. It's a series, a set of problems and a set of solutions or a set of causes. I think one of them is the money to be made by the attorneys, the judges, the police, the jails. It's sort of the criminal industrial complex or the judiciary. That's part of it. Another part is our population shift away from a white country. And another problem is brutal, nasty, mean white, evil, nasty, psychopathic white people who I wish there were some way we could rid from our society. And I guess the third facet of this diamond is an agenda to disarm America, and you do that by jacking up police strength and police presence.
All right, wait a second, Curtis. Were you being facetious about wiping the nasty whites? Yeah.
Facetious about what, Bob?
About the comment about whites.
No, I believe there are many evil white people, and that's definitely part of the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Psychopathic white people have been the white race's curse for all the wars, the Hundred Years War, World War One, World War Two. Whites are our own worst enemy.
You got a problem with whites, man? Huh? What are you, racist?
I have a problem with evil whites, psychopathic leader, elite whites that have led our people astray so many times.
What about psychopathic elite blacks? What about psychopathic what about Mao?
What I was saying. Okay.
All right, brother. I love you, man. We got to take a quick break, though. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, got a half hour to go, and then we'll wrap things up for the Bob Tuscan Show this week. We've been listening to this piece by C-SPAN asking the viewers if they consider the United States to be a police state. I've also opened it up to our listeners, 800-313-9443. We'll talk to Dave in Sacramento now. Hello, Dave.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. I was in the military, and back in my day, this was back during the Vietnam War, we had military security police, of course, and the reason they put them in military security police, because they couldn't pass mess kit repair school, but that was back in the old days when they were drafting people, okay? Nowadays, they have these troops who are volunteer military who go to these war zones, and they get involved in these urban insurrection operations where they're functioning around cities with people, okay? Then they do their tour, they get out, and guess where they go?
Right into state police.
Get into
state
the police, right. So I think it is immeasurably better to take a person like that because they're blooded. They've actually killed somebody, or at least they've effected several, you know, arrests and detentions and things like that. To have those people as police, but do deprogram them from the authoritarian type of environment when they get into war zones and that type of thing. You have to deprogram those people. So you take the military fence away from their environment in the civilian world, and they're very good police. They're excellent police. It's just that that aspect of their background, it makes them tend to overdo, as you've cited, you know, in several cases, they overdo their jurisdiction and their authority.
Interesting. You know, I was listening to the comments the other night, and I think it was Dr. Jim Garrow, who said that they've taken the serve and protect motto off of a lot of police cars. And look at them for yourselves. They've taken that off, and in place, they've put a new motto on there that usually says something like pride in action or pride in community, pride in service. They use the word pride a lot with police now. Instead of to serve and protect, it's now pride in service or pride in enforcement or pride or whatever. But this word pride, which basically says a lot about the whole ideology of how police are being trained now and the way they're thinking. I don't know if that's reflective of things in your community, but just look at what's printed on the side of the doors now in place of to serve and protect. Does that kind of fit into what you're saying, Dave?
Well, that's one element of the change in the attitude of police. To serve and protect anymore, because in nine times out of nine, unless the crime reaches a certain threshold, they don't even want to get involved in the low-level types of crimes. They really don't want to have anything to do with neighbor disputes or anything like that. They'll respond, but it might take five. Like they say, you know, when seconds count, police are minutes away, and they don't really have a lot of time to respond to the day-to-day types of activities that people call them for. But I think in the case of our police now, I'm in Sacramento, and our police here are just saturated with the level of crime that they need to pay attention to, and they just don't have time to enforce many of the laws that our people are getting away with. They're getting away with violating a lot of laws here. And our people in this town have this attitude that if they do break the law, there's some etiquette that you have to observe in your deportment toward them, especially if they're minorities or if, you know, they have this status as illegal aliens or something like that, or they're gay. And there's some way you have to treat them special, or now you're the perp. You're the one who's, on the hot seat as far as having some criminal charge to level at. And they actually have that attitude in this town. They really believe that they're victims when they're the ones who... And we had a kid right in front of our house break a car window on a Saturday afternoon in front of people. He was a gang member, and he broke our friend's car window, grabbed something out of her car, and just drove his bike down the street. And we found him. Okay, he was down the street a ways, and they actually chased me back, saying that I'm a white supremacist and a honky and all this other stuff. And he was a victim, even though he did this damage to the car and stole something. He's a victim. Okay, but as soon as I said we're going to call the police, of course they took off.
Yeah, very interesting that, these kinds of cases aren't even at all being addressed when they're so clear-cut and they're so busy with so many other crimes. And, of course, some of these other crimes are pretty hideous. I understand the overworking of police, especially with serious crimes. But, the point is simply this, that, they're not really doing their job, and it's often very easy for them to do what's necessary in small cases and get it over with, and they can't seem to be able to take care of the public's concerns over serious issues. Well, not really serious issues, but let's put it this way. A broken window is bad enough, and, somebody ought to be brought to justice to pay for it at least.
Well, it depends on you. And now I've had my car windows in my car broken out five times now.
Oh.
And not one police result. You know, our friend was severely beaten at her house. No one arrested, no one...
Where do you live?
Sacramento, I told you.
I know, but where? What kind of neighborhood? Jeez.
Well, our neighborhood is actually not bad. It's just that we're around, what do they call it, a diamond in a cesspool, I think they call it, you know, where we have a nice neighborhood, but we're surrounded by...
Interrupt all radio and television. Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, the problem is that we have an environment where, you know, we have visiting crooks, okay? We import them. And, you know, an example, my wife was out just cleaning the yard, and somebody just strolled in our garage and stole all my fishing poles, okay? And of course, the police can't do anything about that. But it's an example of, you know, how the environment is here. You got to triple lock your doors. You got to make sure all your garage doors and everything are closed if you're not right there. That's the environment we're in right now. So, and the police won't do it. Well, you know, they come around, but you never have an arrest. You never have any real active surveillance or anything like that that will catch the crooks in the act.
Interesting. Yes, that's the way it is. What about on the high end of this thing, though? You know, interesting article in the Los Angeles Times, of all places, a U.S. judge asks, why haven't the financial executives been prosecuted? I mean, here you're talking about very, very large amounts of money, of course. And just read this really quickly by Michael Hiltzek in December 30, 2013. As the five-year statute of limitations approaches for the wrongdoing that bequeathed us the Great Recession, the question of why no high-level executives have been prosecuted becomes more urgent. And you won't find it. A better, more incisive decision of the question than the one by U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff of New York in the current issue of the New York Review of Books. So Rakoff, who is 70 years old, is the right person to raise the issue. He's a former federal prosecutor in Manhattan. And when he handled business and securities fraud, a Clinton appointee, he's been on the bench for more than 17 years. So this judge is asking this question. Why is it that we're allowing these guys to get outside the statute of limitation? We've never prosecuted anybody in all this banking swindle after all this time. And, I mean, the reason why I asked that, Dave and Bob, is because I'm saying, look, you know, we have people here who are in very serious high crimes and the police can't stop them. They never seem to move above the glass ceiling or above their level of authority to take on anything that's of more importance that's happening on the higher levels. They can't handle the crime on the low end, as you point out, Dave. But on the other hand, they're not able to do anything to these, you know, what I would call huge thieves, people running off with trillions of dollars, the Bernie Madoff types, you know, and more. Of course, you know, John Corzine is a classic example there. And that's another part of this whole formula. They're not doing anything at the top either.
Well, when you see those types of things, and actually the agencies that handle those are not your rank-and-file police departments. These would be agencies involved with FBI, Security and Exchange Commission. But when you see people at the top, as you say, getting away with crimes, that gives people at the bottom an attitude that, you know, hey, if they can get away with it, I can get away with my crimes. You know, I'm not being prosecuted for what I do because these people are getting away with their, you know, high-level crimes. So I don't like that attitude. I want people, you know, to understand that the law is there. You comply with the law, and if you break the law, you should be treated as such, arrested, and tried.
All right, well, thanks for your perspective.
The Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Well, it's the final segment of the Bob Tuscan Show for this week. If you want to email me, it's thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com, bobtuscanshow@gmail.com. And by the way, all the donations that I'm getting, which are few and far between, although I did get one from Susie in the chat room tonight. Thank you, Susie. I'm putting back into the website. We're going full throttle. I'm trying to get writers behind us and so on and so forth. All at bobtuscan.com. That's Bob. TUSKIN.com. So if you could please help me support this website and the growing nature of it, go to the website, bobtuscan.com. I lost my job this past week or so, to be honest, and right now I'm trying to make my new site really valuable and worthwhile for people to check out and monetize it however possible, but as of right now, we're starting from scratch. And I could use you, that's right, you and your family's support in these tough times for me and my family. So go to the website, bobtuscan.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family button. That's right, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family button on the right-hand side of the page, and we could and do need your help. All right. Yeah. Steve, we were having a lot of fun with that C-SPAN
show.
Where they were asking if you think the United States is a police state. And he just got cut off one very animated call or went off about Zionism and false flag, police state and FEMA camps and all that fun stuff. And we'll go to the next callers here and see if they get any better.
William Seminole, Alabama, Independent Line. William, go ahead.
Yes, we are already in a police state. To give you an example, I live in Baldwin County, Alabama, next to the Gulf of Mexico. We are the only county in the United States of America. This year, one of our state senators got with the sheriff, and they passed a law that no one in the county is eligible, although to run for sheriff of Baldwin County. The new law states that you have to be the sheriff or the sheriff deputy. In other words, and you got to be not an ex-deputy that is retired. You've got to be current employed to be eligible to run for sheriff. You can run for senator. You can run for congressman. But we are living in a dictatorship already. And until someone changes the law in Montgomery, Alabama.
Bubba, Tremont, Mississippi, Republican Line. Hi, Bubba.
How you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I think we are becoming more of a police state. And the way the government is now, we're becoming more of a communist state, too. I do not like no president, no government. It's going to tell me that I've got to buy insurance through them. And if I don't, I get penalized, fined, or whatever. Now, I mean, and Obama, he just don't care, or he puts, I don't know, I wouldn't told directly. Things that's going on, like the NSA spying.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Well, Senator Ron Wyden talked about this issue back in July at the Center for American Progress.
Now, after 9/11, when 3,000 of our fellow citizens were murdered by terrorists, there was a consensus that our country needed to take decisive action. At a time of understandable panic, the Congress gave the government new surveillance authority.
I'm sorry. It's hard not to make fun of his lisp, Steve.
Well, it's even...
Is that immature of me?
Well,
it's
big
9/11s. And after 9/11, the consensus was that we need security.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the whole point, though. Again, after 9/11, we've said this so many times that 9/11 was used to create the Patriot Act and the police state. That's really what the goal was. The whole thing was already written up. The whole Patriot Act was all set to go long before 9/11 happened, friends. And that was the intent of it. And now, of course, now that we're way past all that, they never relax those restrictions and regulations. They only keep adding to it. So it was a slippery slope. Then they remember the whole thing with the anthrax, where they had two Democrats, Leahy and Dodd, who opposed the Patriot Act, just strictly on Democratic Party politics principle, if you like. It wasn't, in my opinion, a real solid constitutional conviction that they had. But they tried to barter or to argue against the Patriot Act because of its ramifications. And the next thing you know, anthrax is being sent to their offices. And, of course, we know where that came from. It was from Fort Detrick, the Ames strain. And it was identified as U.S. military. So the point is,
it
this
had
is,
to have been. It yeah. was, without a doubt, U.S. military.
Oh. But, I mean, I kind of wanted to hear what the guy said, because I think what he was trying to get at was that this was a regulation and a police state structure that was implanted you know, after 9/11 on the fear tactics.
This video, by the way, Steve, in its entirety is on the website, bobtuscan.com.
Okay.
It's about 37 minutes long, and it covers everything they did that day on C-SPAN. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty good video to hear what people's thoughts are. They continued to take calls, and I wanted to hear a few more calls that were C-SPAN's calls for whether or not the U.S. is a police state.
Democrat calling from Chicago. Hi, Marie.
Hi. You know, I'm concerned about the creation of intrusive databases on children in K through 12 grades. There's one in particular known as In Bloom, which is funded by Bill Gates, developed by Rupert Murdoch, and managed by Jeff Bezos' company, that is very intrusive. It can collect as many as 400 different data points on each child. It will include information on their mental and physical health issues, social issues like divorce or homelessness, as well as academic issues, including test results. And testing has exploded in the K through 12 grades. InBloom is not the only database being developed like this. 9 states had originally signed up in Bloom. 7 have dropped out, the most recent being Illinois. New York still seems to be involved. It's the person I read on these issues, Audrey Waters, who blogs at Hacked Education. She's an excellent analyst of the development.
All right,
of new
Maureen, thank
technology.
You for sharing that information. Carl, Hedgesville, West Virginia, Republican line. Carl, what do you think? Is the U.S. becoming, or is it a police state in your view?
Well, in a way it is. Because when the administration used the IRS to silence the Tea Party, you know, that's getting pretty scary. And even senators like Chuck Schumer and some of those big senators over there wrote letters to the IRS demanding that they silence the Tea Party before the election. That's getting pretty scary with our government. That's my opinion.
Daniel, Vancouver, Washington, Democrats line. Daniel, you're on the Washington Journal.
Hello, thank you. Yes, we are becoming a police state. Let's take a walk backwards to see how this happened. 9/11 was the trigger that set us on this path. 9/11, it's interesting that Senator Wyden from Oregon was just on there discussing that the fact that there has been no discussion of public input into the state of affairs that we're faced with today. 9/11 happened because Israel...
Daniel, what does this have to do with Israel, really?
We were attacked by
Nothing.
Israel on 9/11.
All right, we're going to let Daniel go. He's one of the 9/11 truthers.
That's not what we're talking. Yeah, right, yeah. Back you mentioned Israel, look what he says.
Oh, I'm glad we ended it on that note for this week, folks. Thanks so much, Steve. Thanks as always, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks to you, Craig, for being on the spot with all those clips and everything. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I thank our producer and everybody else who makes the Bob Tuscan Show happen. And thank you in advance if you're able to help us out with a Federal Reserve note donation. All right, folks, we'll be back at it next week. Until then, love you. Chase those crazy ballets out of town.
Chase those crazy ballets out of town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.